The Burt Show.
Wendy here is 24 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she's taking a look at her life right now. And she's not completely happy with her real estate. She's just, and I don't mean literally, just her lot in life right now is just not sitting real good.
I'm not sure if I'm completely unhappy with everything, but I turn 25 in a month from today, actually. And they say 25 is when you have your quarter life crisis and you just kind of look back from when you were like in middle school and high school and you're like, I'm never going to get to 25. Or you have a perspective of 25 and what you're going to be doing, who you're going to be with. And I thought, I'm really excited about where I am career-wise. I think this has been a blessing. And why? Because, I mean, this is awesome. I mean, I couldn't ask for anything.
You could do so much better than this.
No, I really couldn't ask for anything better career-wise.
You need to set the bar a little bit higher for yourself professionally, but go ahead.
No, I'm really happy professionally, but growing or being in high school, I thought relationship-wise and personal-wise, I would have been married by now, either having a baby, because growing up, I grew up way out there in the country. So growing up, you have this imagination of having kids and having a family by a certain age. And it was
probably
by your mid-20s.
Some people that you went to high school with are well into kids.
Oh, yeah.
And
they've
got
like two or three kids. Yeah. And I didn't think I'd be two or three kids in, but I thought maybe a kid in or at least be married by now or engaged. And that's nowhere right
near.
Now. Near. Anywhere close. I am as single as can be. But just looking back, I'm like, 25 already, and then there's nothing.
I don't understand why your standard has to be set for what your friends are doing, though. Like, they're probably taking a look at you, and they're going, man, professionally, she's so ahead of the curve. Here I am. I'm 25. I got two kids. I don't have a career. Is this sort of like, is this quarter-life crisis really just a case of, like, the grass is brown everywhere?
I mean, maybe I'm not complaining professional wise at all. That has nothing to do with anything. But I am jealous of people who are establishing relationships or who are in relationships right now at 25 and know where their future's going by 25.
Yeah, well, I think it's a timeline that women feel really obligated to. Certainly women in the South, maybe more than all over the country, but there is a lot of pressure to get married young. There's like this mystique about being a bride and, you know, just like how fairy tale princess that whole experience is. And, you know, the whole, you know, get married at a certain age and have your 2.5 kids and your white picket fence and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I think the pressure to do that comes from not only your peers, but your family too, especially in the South.
And then when I see my sister, she's got it all going on. She's got her job going right now. She's in a great relationship, and she'll probably be married before I am and is already talking about that. And I'm here at 24, 25, and one more month, and there's nothing relationship-wise going on.
So paint for me the perfect picture. You wake up tomorrow morning, there's no such thing as quarter-life crisis, and this is Wendy's perfect life.
Wendy's perfect life. I'd have a career and I'd be in a really steady, if not engaged, relationship. And I don't know, I'd have a house. Like, I thought I was going to have a house at 25. I didn't think I'd still be living in an apartment. Like, I would have a dog in the backyard, the white picket fence, just be like Susie Homemaker and then go to work and have a husband that went to work and just be all hunky-dory.
Well, you
got to
get yourself a rich man like that Atom Bomb fella who's here.
He's really rich now.
Right.
And you could have a white picket fence, and on every picket would be stapled a used sporting event ticket to remind him of an event when he once attended.
The Burt Show.